Good evening, Monticello High School. Welcome to District 13 Concert Assessment here at Flavanna High School. My name is Darren Kirsch. I'm the director of bands at Grafton High School in York County, Virginia. I'd like to wish you luck on your performance. I know you spent a lot of time, effort, and energy getting this together, hopefully both in the band room and at home. Hint, hint, if you haven't been. Guys got an interesting program lined up for us, so I'm really looking forward to hearing it. And I hope my comments are taken in the spirit in which they're intended tonight. I really want to hopefully make them so that you guys can continue to improve upon what you're doing with Mr. Costin and making things better for each performance you have from this moment on. So the Big Circus March. Here we go. Hopefully here's some nice march style. Very clean on the articulations. Personally, the low brass is a little heavy for me. I haven't been saying that a whole lot today, so it's kind of nice to hear. But the oompah's a little bit much. Nice contrast. Well done. I like the control, the dynamics. Like you're also emphasizing the notes that change there in bars 35, 36. Nice attention to detail articulations, 46, 47. Yeah. Now, personally, I'd bring the whole band down even farther, and I'd let that woodblock play out just a hair more. Because, like, see here, it's lost. And I don't know whether... I don't know. Maybe a different mallet choice or different placement of the woodblock, not all the way behind the ensemble, would help that. Just a suggestion. Well done. Good march style. Good attention to detail. A couple little things I gave you there that might be able to help. I like how the tone quality doesn't suffer at the softer dynamic levels, which is great. I like the march style that you played with and the separation of listening notes, even when it wasn't marked. My rule there on those things is if you have repeated accents must be separated. Okay? So if you get those, then you need to make sure that you're doing, and you really are doing a very nice job. Okay? Well trained. I know this piece well. Little confusion there. We were on the Kitty Hawk, but we got it covered now. Nice dramatic entrance here. Nice piccolo. Nice bend. Yeah. Really setting the mood of the piece. Well done, percussion. Nice job on the bends, too. Pretty consistent. All right. But that resolution, let me be picky here. Measure 42, the resolution, second flute and oboe. Make sure to bring out that half note where it goes from the concert D to the concert D flat. But I had to be picky to find that. Some funky harmonies in here. Yeah, nice bringing out the secondary triplets there. Trumpets did a nice job of not covering too much. Nice woodwinds digging in. Percussion sections all over this. Nice job, guys. And ladies, if there are any back there. Now, could we make that a four-bar phrase instead of a two-bar phrase, woodwinds? Again, personal choice, but it would be nice to not breathe after that half note. Again, that half note resolution could be a little stronger. I really like the choices for the percussion as well, in terms of like what drums and the mallets and whatever we're using to play them. High percussion, here we go. Timpani should be kind of taken over here. I might question the mallet choice on the timpani. Maybe something with a little bit more definition. The timpani was kind of lost back there. Played very well, but I don't know if that was the right mallet choice for that particular part. And maybe that you can call that personal preference as you want, but I would like to hear that a little bit stronger. Then rock solid. And back where we came from. Well, nice job, flute, vibrato, and the piccolo. It's really well done. And I like how you're holding it at out two beats, and then the bends come in. Nice. So we can hear the tone established before you bend down. Hey, guys, that was really nice. Very, very... I love the attention to detail. The balance, a couple of times, there was a couple of little minor issues where things were covered up, a couple of chord resolutions and things like that. That may be the difference between what you're used to hearing in your band room or your hall and what we're hearing here. Obviously, I can't fault the attention to detail that you're putting on the other thing, so I got to assume that there's a reason for some of that to happen. But just so many fine things happening. Good tone quality. I love the evenness of your crescendos. We're not flaring them out. We've had a lot of crescendos today that have flared out like the end of a trumpet bell or trombone bell. Yeah, and you guys didn't do that. It was a nice even build, and you're also not breathing before the tops of crescendos. So there's a phrase, and then boom, there's the arrival of it. And that's exactly what it's about. So the music, you know, we talk a lot about music. It's not what's on the page. It's what you do with the notes on the page and making that music. And you guys really captured the piece very well. Let's see if we can keep it going here. Now, I'm not seeing that continuous bell part. Thank you. I don't know, maybe the triangle was almost ringing the same pitch as the bells. I don't know. It almost sounded like the bells were playing 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and that's certainly not what's written, but maybe the triangle on the and 4 was hitting the same. Okay, dig out those eighth notes. Okay, now percussion. My first little comment here. Let's not get too aggressive where we can't hear the low brass when they have moving lines, because a lot of what you're doing is kind of sucking up the tuba sound here. Good separation, dotted 8/16. Yeah, love how I can hear these eighth notes moving up. Guys, I'm not saying a whole lot because really what you're doing is very tasteful and enjoyable to listen to, which is nice to hear. Soloists, play out, be confident. Yeah, clarinets. Nice on the altered notes there, bar 69. Now build here from the low brass. Taking a little bit more tuba crescendo there. It was underdone a little bit, but it's very nice. Love the phrasing, that you're making longer phrases. Ooh, trumpets, ooh. Ooh, that was scary, trumpets. Good recovery. Yeah, trombones. Ba ba ba. It's so refreshing to hear a band that has a wonderful sense of tone quality and plays with inside of it, but yet still can do all of the dynamics that they need. Okay. I really wish I could hear some of this woodwind stuff. Percussion's a little heavy, and the flutes and oboes and clarinets. First clarinet, gotta beast this out. This is really the only balance problem, I'll tell you, that I really heard today was about the last 10 bars or so, maybe, of Kitty Hawk. Really want to push those out. And it's tough because you want to play the end of the piece loud and you want to have this kind of fanfare big ending, but yeah, you can't cover up the moving notes. So this is a minor problem. Then the trumpets, man, you guys almost got taking a nap back there, guys. Right where it goes back into the fast tempo, 82. Yeah, it was suddenly all right. Suddenly you were supposed to play. But no, in all seriousness, good recovery. Trumpets quickly were back in it, and just some really, really, really fine teaching and really fine playing going on Monticello. I honestly thoroughly enjoyed your performance. It was refreshing to hear so many of these captions on the sheet that we're judging done so well. And, so, you know, no performance is perfect, but here's my big thing. You guys are ready for the next level. Like, you're ready to do the next step of literature and the next difficulty, because you've got all the tools. So it's just a matter of now taking that step and that leap of faith and doing the next step, because you are ready. So Yeah, let's see what we can push here in the spring and see if we can bump it up a notch on the difficulty scale, because you guys certainly can handle it. Thank you so much for your performance.